Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So I wanted to talk about a couple of things this morning before we visit with U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. The other day, the governor, and I agree with him wholeheartedly on this, was obviously irritated, and he should be, with a video that was, I guess he got a hold of an LSU law professor. And I don't even know how to characterize what he was doing. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me what he was attempting to say or do here. And obviously you could tell by his language himself that he was having a real difficult time trying to kind of sanitize himself while he was making a political statement. His name is Nicholas Briner. He's an environmental law professor and director of LSU's Climate Change Law and Policy Project. And during a lecture on an administrative law course on November 6th, the day after the presidential election, he said the following. I don't know who you all voted for. Some of you in the room voted for Harris. Some voted for Trump. Some of you maybe didn't vote at all or voted for somebody else. But if your vote, I don't mean any of you individually in particular. Now think about that. But if your vote, I don't mean any of you individually in particular. He knows he's stepping into an area right now that he probably shouldn't be. If you voted for Trump and your rationale for voting for Trump, that you don't like him personally, but that you like his policies, I'll just say that it is on you to prove that by the way you conduct yourself and by the way that you treat other people around you. Because I will say that I hear a lot about how groups of people in the law school, particularly black students, don't feel comfortable in the law school, don't feel welcome here. And so I want you to think a little bit about why that is. And I don't know if anybody falls in that category, but if you voted for Trump on the idea that you don't like him personally, but that you like his policies, I just want you to think about the message that that sends to other people and how you can prove that by treating other people in a way that matches that sentiment. So I think I'm going to leave it there. Again, my job is not to teach you politics. And my job is to teach you about the law. The law is going to change. And administrative law is going to change. I perceive this vote as really like a rejection of the idea that we are governed by a people with expertise. There is a lot in administrative law about ensuring that the government makes rational decisions, right? That's the arbitrary and capricious test. Is the government acting and making rational decisions? Is there space for, you know, reviewing whether government has acted rationally with adequate reasons to support what it's doing? Decisions that are, you know, ideally based on evidence, evidence-based decision-making. But there's a pretty big rejection of that idea that we should be governed by experts, and so I think it's worthwhile to consider that. Think about that as you go into law school, you know, finish your law school career and go into law practice and how you're going to handle that type of sentiment. Well, you can see that he knew that he was going down a slippery slope because he was always trying to sanitize himself with language. But if your vote, I don't mean any of you individually in particular, but if you voted for Trump and your rationale for voting for Trump, this is absolutely incredulous. And to me, what it is emblematic of a lack of emotional intelligence. Obviously, he's very upset by the outcome of the election, the day after the election, November 6th. He's sitting before a class of young students, obviously many of whom he believes actually voted for Trump. So he wanted to project his frustration and anger about that, and basically tried to put those students on a guilt trip and to hopefully cause them to self-reflect over what they were saying. Because what he truly meant by what he was saying to these students is that you cannot square this up by saying that you may not like Trump personally and personally the way that he handles certain things, but there are policies that he's advocating that you agree with. Because he's trying to whittle that away by then moving, you know, to the bureaucracy, the bureaucratic state, and trying to say that already he believes, remember, this is the day after, already he believes that there are going to be appointments to be made that are folks that are going to be problematic to his way of thinking. And then when we have no place else to go, typically, the way this works, we go to race. Right? So we're looking out for those that are black in the law school and their sensitivities. Well, I don't know that I need to worry about anybody's sensitivities when I walk into a booth and I vote. Human nature is most people vote in their own best self-interest. Does that mean that I'm insensitive to others? Because if I'm insensitive and they're doing the same thing, doesn't it hold true that it's bilateral and they're insensitive to me? It's almost as if it's impossible to be offended by Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats that hold people up, you know, to be high in stature who I don't think are worthy of much at all. In fact, a number of which we saw were revealed by the amounts of money that Kamala Harris had to pay these people in order to just sit down with them. They're nothing but a bunch of prostitutes. They're whores. But we hold them up as though they're special people. I'm offended by that. That offends my sensibilities. But never in my wildest dreams did I think that a law school professor should go out there and try to protect the sensibilities of a student relative to the rights and the privileges that we have in this country to vote. So this particular individual wanted to impose on them some additional restrictions and considerations that they should have when they walk into the voting booth. The sensibilities of others. Really? The reason I say this is a lack of emotional intelligence, he's obviously knows that he's on a slippery slope. He shouldn't be talking about it. He even apologizes. But he continues on in a much more subtle way. I would venture to say earlier that evening, he might have been one of those that you saw on Twitter or otherwise who was screaming in the middle of the street, pulling his hair out of his head and maybe slapping himself in the face. Because he even goes on to say that he knows I shouldn't be talking to you about politics. So then why are you? Why can't you control your emotion? You're supposed to be of superior intellect. You're teaching at the public law school in the state of Louisiana. And you're apologizing for what you're about to say, knowing that you're going to say it and it's out of bounds. Now, what's going to be interesting is whether or not the board of the law school, the chancellor of the law school, or any of the folks in leadership position have the chutzpah to do something about it. I doubt it. Because this is ridiculous. Students should not be, and I agree with the governor on this, I don't think the governor's off the rails on this issue at all. I think he is spot on. This is what has been going on in higher education for a long, long time. This is the indoctrinal methodology, strategy with students, causing them to try to feel guilty, to self-reflect, to think that their vote should be in honor of the sensibilities of others within their class? If that's the truth, then why shouldn't that be a bilateral obligation? I'm sure there are many conservatives in that class who were completely and totally offended by what the Biden-Harris administration stood for. Maybe based on their faith, maybe just based on the realities of life. Maybe, like I, don't believe that the federal government ought to stand between their child and the parent. And maybe, I think it's pretty rational thinking, that the parent knows what's better for the student than the teacher or the administration of a school. Just maybe. I wonder where Nicholas Briner stands on that issue. It's amazing when he talks about experts, too, in their field. Let's just take the case of Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. He's got a lot of expertise in this field. There are a lot of border Democrats that think he is a boondoggle, that the policies of this administration are a boondoggle, that they have created a situation where border cities are going broke, that the whole fabric of the community has been destroyed, and that Hispanics alike came together and voted for a president in counties that historically have never voted for a Republican, ever. How do you explain that away? I guess they run violative of folks in whatever institutions are down there along the border because they didn't take into consideration the sensibilities of others. It's a perfect example of folks voting in their own best self-interest to live in a community that's safe, secure, a place where you can work, live, and raise a family, and not have to walk around the streets of your community looking over your shoulder. Curious, I wonder if those are sensibilities that we ought to be concerned with as well. But certainly it's not something that we need to go talk about in a law school class. And the reason, you know, the day after is also emblematic of this total lack of emotional intelligence. Cannot control his emotions. Trying to figure out how to come to grip with it. Wanted to let everybody know he's pissed with the outcome and has to place blame. Well, Professor Briner, maybe you just had a bad candidate who ran a bad campaign that maybe shouldn't have been spending millions upon millions of dollars to pay people that are not experts in their field and don't really know what they're talking about and live in a bubble and don't share the common belief systems of everyday Americans out there, which runs completely contrary to the BS that you're trying to pontificate about in front of your law school students. At the very least, this professor should be compelled to stand before that class and publicly apologize, and to post a letter of apology to the entire student body and the administration of LSU Law School. And if Nicholas Briner does not believe that he can do that, then he should be terminated. Because this is all about the professor's lack of emotional intelligence. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.